Driving for dollars and skip tracing. There's a question that came in and I figure we should address it together, and I think you will learn a lot from it, okay? Obviously. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this episode, we're talking about driving for dollars and skip tracing. There's a question that came in and I figure we should address it together, and I think you will learn a lot from it, okay? Obviously, driving for dollars is a popular thing, but you know, people are starting to realize that this business is simple, but it's not going to be as easy as you just getting jumping in your car and driving around town for no damn reason, okay? I guess there's a reason you're looking to write down addresses of properties. They're available on the internet for pennies. You don't have to drive around for that, okay? Unless you actually establish contact, you're knocking on doors, in which case you're breaking the ultimate rules of automation in this time and age. The second pillar, which you will learn inside this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You can learn the fundamentals of doing wholesaling in this time and age, in this digital age. You can grab it for smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You're breaking the rules by driving for dollars or knocking on doors, okay? It's the most expensive way for you to build a business, okay? So with that being said, this question came in, and the question is going to have an obvious answer, but I actually want to dig in a little bit deeper to see how I can help you make sense out of the concept and my philosophy of don't spend the next 100 minutes to one person. Unless the person is responding with a deal, a house right now, you should not be spending 100 minutes with one piece of data or lead. That's what you're doing when you're driving around for dollars, okay? That's the obvious answer, but let's get into a deeper answer that actually makes sense, okay? That make it make sense for you. The question goes, what's the best skip trace service for driving for dollars? Any that allow you to skip trace just a few properties, okay? So we're gonna dive in a little bit deeper here, okay? Some of these services make you do at least 50 to 100, which is, again, expensive way of building the business. So even if they do 50 to 100, you know, they're gonna charge you a fortune for that. Also, any that work well with just providing a street address, thanks. All right, so here's the question. First of all, when it comes to skip trace tracing service, we do have a service internally here. It costs $0.07 per record, but you have to do a minimum of 1,000. Okay, so a minimum of 1,000, $0.07 minimum. But if you're doing 1,000, I think it costs you a little bit more, a few cents, maybe 11 cents or something like that. If you're doing 1,000, but if you're doing 3,000, it costs you 7 cents. So it comes out about $210, okay? But $210, you have access to records over 3,000, you know. It's the cheapest way for you to build a business. Think about it, like in any other business or walks of life, when you do bulk, it costs less, okay? Not only that, you create momentum in your business. So you have a lot more to do, okay? As opposed to putting a few on a pedestal. You know, I'm a big fan of telling you to not put anything, including yourself, on a pedestal, because you're human and you will fall off if you put yourself on a pedestal, okay? The way I work with producing this content and putting this content out there for you is because I do it consistently, because I've learned how to not put myself on a pedestal. If it was just depending on me as a human being, I would have fall off. Back in the days when I used to do it by myself, I would fall off, then I'll come back on because my passion, I really enjoy this topic. But eventually it told on me, like, you know, consistency will lack. And that's what happens when you are trying to skip trace 50 to 100 houses. Consistency will lack, okay? There's only so much focus you can put in when you lack momentum. So let's get this straight. The owners of Deal Machine claims 200 houses, you'll get a deal. I have a very good idea that it's probably a lie, okay? You're not gonna, after your first 200, you're not gonna get a deal. It just doesn't work that way, because you have access to the same data I have access to. I'm doing it 100 times more in 100 times less time that it takes me to get access to the same data, and you and I have access to the same resource. If anything, I don't have time, you have time. But because you think you have time, you want to drive around for dollars. That's that's not a smart way of using your time. So it's about managing resources, and that's why we have this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. It's about managing resources. You're not managing your best resources, your time, the best way, because it's actually very cheap. If you get 3,000 pieces of data that you can start pounding the core right now for $210, that's an extremely cheap way of building this business if you want to go the route of cold calling, okay? But that's besides the fact. But let's dive in a little bit deeper into what any one of these statements in this long question means. The best keep trace service for driving for dollars. There's no such thing as best keep trace. Everyone will claim that they have the best keep tracing, but there's no real way for you to measure if it's the best or not. The only thing you can do is like maybe look at the percentage of how many numbers comes back when you skip trace. Let me pause for a second here. In case you don't know what skip tracing means, skip tracing is the process of finding phone numbers attached to property addresses. So somebody drive for dollars, they write down property addresses of properties that look damaged, fire damaged, look dirty, looks like there's code violations. They write down the address, they give this address to a skip tracing service, and then they get them the phone number. That's what skip tracing is, okay? So when somebody drive for dollars, it simply means they're writing down addresses of potential properties. The problem is that these property addresses are already available online through the post office and many other aggregates of services that documents properties that are vacant. Some people will claim that no, you can see it immediately as opposed to wait 3 months. Well, here's the problem. You're gonna have to wait for your deals anyway, okay? And again, you're putting one house on a pedestal. So when you see any that allow to skip trace just a few properties, when you put a house or a few houses on the pedestal, they will fall off. In other words, they will not become a deal. But where you treat all houses equal as much as possible, have some mass marketing going on, you'll put the laws of averages and the laws of numbers in your favor. You just increased your chances of closing the deal by simply doing that. That's why you need to skip trace a lot more numbers. And that's why even in our own membership here, the minimum is 1,000. Because I don't believe you're gonna find a deal on an average if you're calling less than 1,000 people, okay? Somebody says, the person asking the question says, some of this make you do at least 50 to 100. Yeah, because it's not worth their time, just like it shouldn't be worth your time. It's not worth engaging their resources to find you less than 50 numbers. It's just not worth it. Especially if they're gonna do it, they charge you a fortune for doing it. They charge you 30 cents, 50 cents, a dollar or more for skip tracing a few numbers. But you can't blame them for that. It's just not worth their time and their resources if you're not gonna pay a fortune for it. That's why you must go after doing this in mass. Also, any that work well with just providing a street address, well, they all work well with providing street address. It's just that if you have a few, I'll charge you more. I'll charge you $2. $1 to $2. If you have a lot more, I charge you 7 cents. Does it make sense? As far as quality is concerned, mass. Basically, you want to focus on mass when it comes to doing this. If you don't do that, you won't have momentum in your business, and you will simply, it's only a matter of time, you will get frustrated out of the business, okay? So that's it. That's what I have to tell you. So driving for dollars, like I said, I really don't subscribe to it, okay? I don't advise my students to subscribe to it. But in case you do, basically you want to be driving for dollars for the next 3 months and then come back and then skip trace all that leads. Does that sound feasible to you? It sounds crazy and ridiculous, right? You're not going to have momentum. And skip tracing services, we do have one here if you become a part of our family here. But the first step to that is go download this book. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling is free, okay? And I cover the concept and the methods that works 100% of the time. Driving for dollars works like less than 1/1,000% of the time, okay? Of course, the few ones that work, we end up as a testimonial, they claim that it works, right? All the ones that are hiring people to drive for dollars, of course it works for them because they're hiring people to do it. They're hiring massive amount of number of people, so they don't have to do it themselves. But some of those people will drop off. But for them, they're in the business. Other people are driving for dollars. If 10 people out of 100 people driving for dollars for them drops off, are only producing, if 90% of them drop off, it doesn't matter for them. They're still making money. That's why if you're going to do deal machine or any kind of drive for dollars, make sure you're doing it at the enterprise level, which means you're mass marketing. Okay. So I'm not saying drive for dollars doesn't work. It works for the people at the enterprise level. The people trying to do it on a personal one-on-one basis, you're just wasting time on average, for the most part. Less than one of 1,000 people will actually close a deal from that. And never mind the 200 houses nonsense. It doesn't work. It's BS. Okay. Real estate money secrets. If you go download this book right now, I'll give you this for free. This is my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets. You learn the fundamentals of investing in real estate. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. And peace.